Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this miserable Monday. If you're a Ravens fan, Ravens fall below 500, 7-8, 3-6 at home. That's the home slate because they're done there unless they make the playoffs, which they probably won't. You get the gist. Bob Adi, Vince Rado, Nolan McGraw. Get back to your phone calls here in a minute, 410-583-1057. But let's go to John Harbaugh after the game. The old phrase, beating a dead horse.
No.
Let's beat a dead Raven. So would you go back and change things, John, with Derrick Henry's usage?
I look back and I say, yeah, you know, play call's the play call. You know, if it works, we're thrilled about it. If it doesn't work, we're not happy about it. We tried a first down run the second part of that drive and got nothing. So, you know, those get stopped too, especially when they're all up there in the line of scrimmage. So we had an RPO call that ended up being you know, it could have been thrown, actually, and it was given, you know, and they end up stopping that. And got 3 yards on that one. So I don't like the drive at all. Looking back, would I rather have Derek starting the drive? Yeah, but, you know, Derek was kind of ready for Keaton to start that drive.
I don't believe that one at all, you know, because Henry had just hammered the ball. The whole drive took him down, scored. He wants, you know, like Ingram would always show, keep feeding me.
Feed me.
Yeah, and when you got the big boy that's hot, what do you think he wants? He wants to carry the ball. And the other thing is, you know, he made a lot of runs that he had to break tackles. He had to run through arm tackles and stuff. He was breaking a lot of tackles. Keaton Mitchell didn't break a tackle. And he hadn't gained anything. And that's the thing. I mean, they're alternating. And I love John, but John, that's a bad excuse.
Well, Nolan, get in here real quick. Is it me, or is he making it sound like it was Derrick Henry who didn't want to be? Is that what
I sounded like?
I think that's overreading a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, I interpreted rotation as that's established by the coaching staff, whether it's before the game, before each drive, whatever it is, that it was predetermined that they were going to do it. Either way, it's a lame excuse.
Sure.
But I'm with you. If it was like up to the players that. Well, that never happens. I mean, that would be completely wild.
Well, he said Derek wanted Keaton to start that drive.
He was prepared for it. Or
I don't believe a word. I don't believe a word of that. It's going to be. I'll be anxious to hear what he says today. Now, I was just talking to Lanolin, you know, Bob, and I told you off air that, you know, because Tim was down there for the press conference after, and he said, you know, Harb's usually there like 10 minutes after, 30 minutes, you know, and normally, and because they had to wait 30 minutes for him. And to me, the only thing that goes on it because of that, it's either the owner came down.
Was the locker room closed?
No.
So John was somewhere else.
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
Yes. So either Eric wanted some answers, probably the same questions we're asking, or Bisciotti was asking the same questions that we wanted. For him to be 30 minutes after normally never happens, because even when Dan Snyder was acting crazy and stuff, he would be like, I know, you know, and Dan was leery of the fact that it would really look not normal if, you know, that he is that late, that there is, you know, somebody getting an ass chewing.
Now, Ravens' last drive ended with a turnover, fumble. Zay Flowers, John Harbaugh was asked about Zay's fumble and fumbling issues all season long for his team.
Continue to coach it, you know, that's all you really can do. It's going to be important. I mean, that's the most important thing for all the guys. And you know, nobody knows that. I mean, Zay knows it. So, you know, he'll be the most distraught guy about it. But with that being said, you got to protect the football. We all got to protect the football. That's a lesson that has to be understood. If you want to play winning football, it's been that way. You know, it's been that way for a long time in football. It's been that way for a long time here. And we have not done a good enough job of that on offense this year.
Yeah, you know, and Bob, the thing is like when you hear Zay after, you know, he didn't seem distraught. He was just like, I was just trying to make a play, you know. And in his mind, because we talked about this last week or the week before, because bottom line is, they're only throwing to him, basically, you know. And he feels like, I got to make a play. You know, like he ran the, you know, the reverse for the touchdown and stuff. And every time he gets a ball, he feels like, I got to go make some yards because that's the only way we're going to make yards.
Unfortunately, got hit from behind, coughed it up. But Ravens tied with Seattle for most fumbles lost in 2025, which is not a good thing. It's news from the Nest, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. We've been talking about it all morning now into the afternoon. Ravens 3-6 at home. That's it. That's the end of the regular season. So, John Harbaugh, why are you guys kind of scuffling here at M&T Bank Stadium?
Got to play winning football at home if you want to win at home. You know, we haven't done. Now, we had two or three of those games where we were, you know, behind the eight ball. So, I'll acknowledge that for sure. But you got to play winning football whether you're at home or on the road. It really doesn't matter. That's what you have to do, and we haven't done it enough.
I think one of the biggest things is, you know, I mean, we keep talking about, you know, the defense has improved. But when you need those dudes, you know, that's when I need them. I mean, when I'm up three and the ball's on the 11-yard line and they got one drive to go, I got to step up and make some play. You know, I got to make them punt, get a turnover, do something, you know. And what did Kyle Hamilton say? It was like we were the dam.
We're taking on water, and then the dam broke.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically it was first and 10. I mean, they come out of there on the 11-yard line, Bob, and the defense, the crowd's going nuts, and they hit a 20-yarder. You know, it's like, oh, well, after that, it's like, no, we know what's going to happen.
Well, as Led Zeppelin said, Zeppelin 4, if it keeps on raining, Levy's going to break. Levy broke. Lamar Jackson didn't play in the second half, got knocked out of the game late in the second quarter, and was asked about after the festivities, knowing that the team no longer controls their own playoff destiny. Matter of fact, they are really in trouble, right?
We got to leave that up to God. You know, we can't. All we can do is control what we can control. You know, just watch film, hit the practice and work, and then just went out.
That's not.
Well, they could win out, but Pittsburgh's got to lose now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, I mean, they've screwed it up for controlling your own destiny. I mean, and I still go, and I said it earlier, Bob, Lamar needs to get in the weight room. You know, as you get older, you know, if he doesn't want to run, Well, get your ass a little bigger. The reason you got smaller was so you could run around. I mean, and Baba, he was playing great prior to prior to him getting hurt. He was playing
great throws.
Yeah, he was like 8 out of 10, making some, you know, doing his Houdini stuff. He was playing great. But, you know, if that's how you want to play, you got to protect your body more.
And controlling their own destiny. When they started 1-5, we discussed this a bazillion times. They got themselves to 6-5 with two home games against division rivals. Cincinnati got spanked on Thanksgiving and still controlled their own destiny against Pittsburgh the next week. Once they lost to the Steelers, they no longer controlled it. Now they're really, really up against it. And Pittsburgh is just finding ways to win, which we'll get to at the bottom of the hour notes from the North.
Bob, the thing about it is, I mean, you know, in reality, they can't beat a good quarterback. Bottom line, they can't beat a good quarterback. And you know, when you go to the playoffs, every team's got a good quarterback. So how are you going to really, you know, because are the fans going to be more pissed if you... here we go again. You know, you're one and done again, you know, that type of thing. And we see the same thing over again. Another home loss. Yeah, you know, they're just, this year, they're not good enough.
Yeah, just put the season out of the misery, maybe.
Yep, no doubt.
Going back to the Orioles early September. Just get it over with, why don't you? When we come back, let's count some hopefully Christmas money, holiday money, as we're a couple of days away from December 25th. We'll buy or sell. Talk about the many sports subjects of this day. Notes from the North. Phone calls at 410-583-1057 through 1 o'clock. We'll look back at our picks for the weekend, do tonight's Monday Night Football extravaganza. San Francisco's in. Colts are not. Colts need to win and get some help. Could Philip Rivers pull the stunner? Again, you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. And then Brian DiArto, CBSSports.com. We'll talk about an NFL postseason that will be minus Kansas City. That's official. Probably minus Baltimore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As well.
Yes.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Phone calls coming up next right now. Got some dough. Got a lot going on in world sports, and Nolan's going to address all those topics with us. Like the Ravens losing last night. Like the college football playoffs. Like Maryland losing to Virginia. Haven't even gotten into the Orioles trade last Friday. Shane Boz will probably talk more about that tomorrow. Orioles taking some heat from Oriole fans. I'm pissed that they traded a guy I've never heard of before. For a guy I've never heard of before. I'm mad. We'll be mad together, maybe, tomorrow. Let's count that dough. 3 days from Christmas, by the way.
All right, the Dow's up 274. The S&P's up 43. NASDAQ is up 142. DraftKings is up 57 cents. Under Armour's up 2 cents to 434.
Starting the NFL, the Eagles, they got the job done on Saturday by beating the Commanders, but could have been a smoother path to victory if Jake Elliott made some of his kicks. A pair of missed field goals in the second quarter actually resulted in Philly trailing at the break. Elliott has now missed 7 kicks on the year, 5 in the last 5 games. Now, this comes after he had actually a pretty rocky 2024 season, hit 77% of his attempts there in the regular season, but did stabilize on their Super Bowl run, just one miss in the postseason, so that's why he's back. But now, so far this year, just 70% is the success rate. Buy or sell, Vinny, even though it's late in the year, the Eagles should consider a kicker switch right now.
That would be a soft buy, because I think what you do is you bring in a guy to kind of put some pressure on him.
You mean a guy that's won a Super Bowl as a kicker?
No, they won't bring in Tucker. bring in a veteran guy to kick and put him on the practice squad, you know, and challenge him, because 70% is not going to get it. And like you know, they were down, like you said, and he kicked like crap, and, you know, and that could very easily cost him in the playoffs.
Yeah, 70% was acceptable in 1980.
Yeah.
Nowadays, absolutely not.
Over to Major League Baseball, where we can talk about that Orioles trade from last week. The Rays, very active. That wasn't their only move late last week. Of course, Shane Boz coming to Baltimore. 4 prospects plus a draft pick going back in return. But they were also part of a 3-team deal. The Astros and Pirates involved here as well. And Tampa Bay unloading star second baseman Brandon Lau and some others to get a young rising outfielder and a pitching prospect of their own. Now, this is in line with what Tampa Bay has done through really their entire history, moving on from players on the eve of free agency. In the case of Lau, try to get some sort of return. But in the case of Boz, they didn't have to make a move at all. Still 3-4 years of control, so the clock wasn't a factor there. Buy or sell, Bob, the Rays will still be hovering around 500 all summer despite more sell-offs.
Well, it's kind of in their DNA, so I'm going to buy it. I don't think they're going to challenge for the American League East by any stretch of the imagination, but they'll be that pain-in-the-ass team. And correct me if I'm wrong, Nolan, the Astros traded their top prospect in that 3-way deal with the Pirates and the Rays and all that good stuff. And as we've mentioned for years, Brandon Lau, former Maryland Terrapin.
Back to the NFL, Joe Burrow's recent vague comments about his life in football sparked plenty of headlines and debate. It was also a chance to bring old news back to the surface. We've known for years now that the Dolphins made a pretty strong push on draft night in 2020 to try to get the top overall pick from Cincinnati. Of course, the Bengals declined, go on to take Burrow, the rest is history. But now, more being revealed about exactly what was offered. 4 total first-round picks was denied by the Bengals to hold on to that top pick. Fast forward 5 seasons, Burrow has proven as anyone, especially at his age, a quarterback. But that trade talk, it still exists for different reasons now. Buy or sell, Vinny, if a team came calling for Burrow right now, 4 first-round picks would get it done.
Ooh.
Would get it done? See, I don't see. I think the Bengals, they are not.
Well, this is a hypothetical, yeah.
Yeah, because like with Carson Palmer, they made him retire first before they finally traded. So, all right, hypothetical 4 ones. You'd want a team that you could get like 2 ones this year and 2 ones next year, you know. But you'd like to be in a position too, where you can replace Burrow with one of those ones. So unless you're picking in the top two, wouldn't happen in my mind.
Yeah, and there's no Joe Burrow level quarterback in this year's class for sure.
Now let's talk a little Terps here. What a difference between halves the other night when Maryland lost to Virginia. Two teams combined for just 43 points in the first half and then 109 in the second. In the end, though, Maryland on the losing side, 80-72, despite a greater three-point shooting effort and slightly better from the free throw line as well. The turnovers, they were the Achilles heel yet again. 19-8 was the disparity. The most notable difference, though, was the absence of Pharrell Payne, Maryland's best rebounder and scoring option. Buy or sell, Bob, the Terrapins win that game on Saturday if Payne is on the court.
I'm selling it. They're probably more competitive. He also would have put a little resistance in the paint because Virginia was scoring a lot inside the basket area. So that was something that Buzz Williams would like to tighten up. But, you know, Payne there makes them a little bit more competitive. It prevents 17-0, 15-2 runs. How's that sound?
And one last topic for today. Not much to discuss offensively for the Chiefs yesterday. Just 3 points in that loss to the Titans. Travis Kelce, 1 reception for 6 yards. All of that after he said that he's all in on playing these final 3 weeks, even though Kansas City's already been eliminated. Of course, the reason here, his future, going to be heavily monitored. It's unknown right now. He's set to be a free agent. The Chiefs could try to retool this coming year, shed some money as well. But what if he thinks he still has, let's say, a year left in him? Vinny, are you buying or selling that Kelce would play for another team if Kansas City doesn't want him back?
I'll sell that. I think he's a Chief. I just think he's retiring after the season. That's what I think. I mean, they're going to get married. He's getting married, and he's got a lot of other things. And, you know, his podcast. His brother's making a fortune. Nolan, you know, so I think off the field, he'll be turning down a lot of things, and he'll be busier than he was during football.
It's been 888-1057. The Fan, we'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. That it's Notes from the North at NFL Lunch. We can have you join us for that. We'll feed you some football. We'll eat it together. Coming up at the top of the hour, look back at our picks for the weekend, do our picks for tonight's game, and then Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Where the hell the Saints come from all of a sudden?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But stating the obvious, you know, they know they're up against it, but, you know, there's a reason you play the games, and we'll see how it all unfolds. But for Green Bay, who needs to win after blowing that game against Chicago Saturday night, I don't know if Jordan Love's going to be in the mix here.
He got drilled pretty good.
Yeah, he got his bell rung for sure. So Packers playing in a must-win situation. They're in good shape to get to the playoffs, but it would behoove them, obviously, to get a win. So it's not like they're going to go out there and mail it in. But Malik Willis versus Lamar Jackson.
Willis looked good.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, we don't even know if Lamar's playing. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh coming up later today.
If I'm a betting man, Bob, he's done. He's done for the year. Now, Saturday in Green Bay, Bob, the high's 37. Cloudy and 37.
Hey, where's Cool C with the playoff scenarios?
Yeah.
Like we heard last week. Let's get out to the phones. It's Vinny Hady, Dolo McGraw. Got notes from the North coming up here in a couple of minutes. If you want to stick around, join us for NFL lunch. You are more than invited to do so. Let's go to Eric at Fells Point. Eric, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, what's up, boys? Happy holidays. Love the show. A lot of people have been asking a legitimate question. Why did Derrick Henry not play? I mean, Harbaugh kind of hinted at it in the press conference, said that Derrick kind of wanted Keaton Mitchell to start that drive. What if, because look, it doesn't make sense that he doesn't play at all. Like, that's crazy. Any, look, no matter what you say about Harbaugh, the coaches, they're not idiots. They're not completely moronic. You know what I mean? So if, let's say my theory, Derrick Henry has a hand injury, something like that, says, I don't really feel confident holding the ball. I might fumble. I can't, you know, something's not right with my body. Then they wouldn't play him. That's the only thing that makes sense, right? I mean, Vinny, what would happen when you're coaching if a player says something like that, like, hey, I don't really trust my hand, or I don't trust my ankle, I don't trust something. You know, what would you do in that scenario? That's my theory. Love to know what you guys think.
All right, thanks, Eric. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
I don't buy that theory at all. He just scored a touchdown, just hammered the ball, you know, averaging 8 yards a carry.
Was he high-fiving too hard or something?
Yeah, I don't buy that theory at all. I'm sure, you know, that and he's playing against Vrabel too. So I'm sure that when he went home last night, he was mad as a MF-er, you know, that he wasn't in there.
Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Rel in Baltimore. Rel, thanks for holding. How are you feeling? Rel. Well, here we go. Let's get back to the phones. Go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Bob and Benny?
How you doing, dude?
Hey, not much, man. So last week when I called, right, I called a few times. Friday we called, right? My man Dustin on the phone with me.
Yep.
He predicted Ravens was going to win by 11 points, right? You know, well, he was almost there. You know, we gave up the 11-point lead and everything. And remember I was giving my, you know, I was saying how, you know, I was a little nervous about this game. And I was, you know, you asked my score prediction, right? You remember what I said, right?
What did you say? You picked New England. Remember?
I picked New England 28-24.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow. Do we have that on? I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, I know you picked New England. I didn't know you got the exact score. I mean, we don't have a prize to give you because I don't know if we were doing anything. Hey, I almost won a Powerball if I would have got the other six numbers when it was all said and done. But
right.
I was skeptical going into the game. But again, as we've talked about, Rashawn and our listeners out there, they were up 11 in the fourth quarter. So they have put themselves in a position to win the game, and they blew the safe. Throw the Orioles under the bus.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah. And remember, I was looking at the spread last week. My mom was like, how in the hell is the Ravens the favorite? Is the Ravens favorite this week and the Cowboys are the favorite? Remember, I was like, man, I'm putting all my money if I had to, which I didn't though, you know, on the Chargers money line and the Patriots money line.
Uh-oh.
It's just sad though, like just moving forward, man. With Huntley, Huntley actually wasn't the issue in my opinion, though. You know,
no, it was more the defense.
The ball. I know people.
It was the defense after that.
Sure. Yeah, they were. Put
them up 11.
Put them 11. I'm looking at the spread here. Looks like the odds makers have finally tapped out on the Ravens.
Green Bay by 6,
2.5.
Oh,
and I guess that's all quarterback
based on what
Jordan Love's status is going to be. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to John in Parkville. John, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Two quick things here. Keaton Mitchell is a specialist. He doesn't belong in the rotation. You know, if I see a rotation, I wouldn't mind seeing Ali and the King go at it. But to throw Keaton Mitchell in there and just see him get, you know, squashed every time, he can't shed blocks like they can. The more important thing, you guys have seen Moneyball, right?
Yes.
Now, I
read the book, too.
I
was that guy.
I don't know if Billy Beane did say this, but Brad Pitt did say in the movie how he hates losing. And he emphasized that he hated losing more than he liked winning. And when you think about it, there is some logic to that. And when I see Harbaugh seems to be the latter. Harbaugh seems to be the he'd rather win than hating to lose. That's just my take on it. He just seems soft on it. Even in the conferences, even in the press conferences, he's there to appease. He's not there to, you know, say, you know, I was called on the mic for Derek to get in. It may not have got through to Monk, whatever. But, you know, that to me just sticks with me ever since I saw it, that he hates losing more than he likes winning. And that's the kind of coach I want.
All right. Thank you, John. And it reminds Jerry West, late great Jerry West, basically said the same thing. Said the pain of losing. And I've talked to other athletes that have confirmed this. The pain of losing was a worse feeling than the euphoria of winning a championship.
Oh, I would totally agree with that, Bob. You know, like when we won it at San Fran, you know, I mean, it was joyful, but it was like a relief, you know, that you won because the pressure on you is to win and you're expected to win, you know? So, yeah.
Well, Mike Curtis, rest in peace, former Colts linebacker, because they had lost to the Jets at Super Bowl III.
Mm-hmm.
They won Super Bowl V with a lesser team. The Super Bowl III team is one of the greatest teams in the history of football. And he goes, okay, we won. It was awesome. You know, I got the ring, et cetera, et cetera. He goes, should be two on my fingers instead of the one here. So I guess it all depends on how you feel. 5880-1057 The Fan. How does Cleveland feel, the Browns? Well, they were feeling all right because they made Buffalo sweat. Cincinnati felt good yesterday, even though they're eliminated from the playoffs. Dolphins, not so much. And the Steelers got to be feeling great. We'll come back with notes from the North as they survive Detroit in one of the zanier games we have seen here in the NFL 2025.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
All right, let's work our way down. Games outside of Baltimore in regards to the AFC North. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, V. Serrato. Nolan McGraw, Buffalo, was in Cleveland yesterday, taking on the Browns and the Bills. A big favorite, double-digit favorites in this game. And Cleveland made them work. But in the first half, running back James Cook was working that Browns defense.
Handoff to Cook. Trying to get there, extends his arm. He's in. Touchdown, Buffalo.
CBS on the call. James Cook, 16 carries, 117 yards. Most of the damage done in the first half. Two touchdowns. Ty Johnson, University of Maryland. He scored as well as the Bills hold off the Browns. 23-20. Josh Allen hurt his ankle in that game, but came back. Didn't that monster Josh Allen performance? 12 of 19 for 130 yards, 17 rushing yards, no touchdowns accounted for. Now, Myles Garrett got a half a sack after they, I guess, reviewed film.
Yeah.
Let's give you a little sack action. So he is now, what, a half a sack behind T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan for the all-time sack record of 22 and a half, I think it is.
Yeah. He's sitting at 22. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, keep in mind, he didn't even start taking sacks until 1982. I mean, Deacon Jones had years where he had like 30 sacks. But either way, for Buffalo to survive Cleveland And at this point in the season, it's not about style points. It's about wins. And they're getting close to winning a playoff spot or clinching one. And they still have a chance maybe of winning the AFC East. The Ravens would have certainly done them a favor last night by beating them.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And, you know, Buffalo, they got a couple turnovers on deflections in that game, which really helped them out a lot. I thought Shadur actually didn't do a bad job. But Cleveland's going to be hurting without Judkins.
Horrible injury.
Yes.
Dislocated ankle, broken leg. Greg Russo had a monster game for Buffalo yesterday.
The left tackle for the Browns was awful. You know, so I think, you know, and what Pittsburgh was doing, Bob, you know, rushing the passer and stuff and getting pressure on the quarterback, I think they'll kill the Browns that way.
And Shador's hand got all banged up.
Yeah, it was pinky.
He missed a couple snaps. Dylan Gabriel came in. But either way, they lose. And Buffalo wins 23-20. Cincinnati in Miami taking on the Dolphins. And after the Ravens shut out the Bengals last week, you knew that wasn't going to be two straight weeks where Joe Burrow wasn't doing some Joe Burrow stuff. And boy, did he do it.
First and goal, Burrow far side. Brown turns, extends, and he is in.
CBS on the call there as well. Joe Burrow, 25 of 32, 309 yards, 4 touchdown passes. Chase Brown scored 3 himself, 2 through the air and 1 on the ground. Jamar Chase, he had 9 for 109. T. Higgins came back yesterday, and he scored a TD. 45-21 was the final score as Cincinnati going up against Quinn Ewers, the rookie quarterback out of Texas by way of Ohio State. And, you know, the Bengals, you know, Nolan asked the question, would you trade 4 first-round picks for Joe Burrow right now? And according to Schefter and Rap Sheet, not going to have, it's not a reality because they're both saying that he's going to stick around at least for one more year with the Bengals. Same with Zach Taylor too.
Mm. Yeah. I can see, I mean, that's a cheap organization, Bob, the Bengals, you know, but it looked to me, watching that game, I thought the Dolphins kind of quit, threw in the towel.
Well, they quit the first game of the season. Remember against the Colts? They were mailing it in then. But for Tua Tagovailoa, the end is near there. Quinn Ewers, is he the future? Probably not. No. Does Mike McDaniel survive another offseason? There's going to be a new GM coming in. You mentioned Harbs maybe, John Harbaugh. Possibly, if he even leaves Baltimore, let's not stick a fork in here with the Ravens. Could that be an attractive destination for him, assuming he's no longer with the Ravens?
Yeah, I would, because he's going to have power, control, and a lot of money, you know, you got to find a quarterback. I would think that it would be, you know, going to Florida and stuff, it wouldn't be a bad situation.
And finally, notes from the North, Steelers taking on the Lions. And let's just say the end of the game left a lot of confusion for people.
Can they pull it off with the season in the balance? Goff fires at the one. He didn't get across, but there are flags down. Ball ends up in the hands of Goff. He goes across. Did they have a whistle first?
Call. The ruling on the field is a touchdown, however. Oh, pass interference. Number 14 on the offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced, and there is no replay. The game is over.
Yeah, got good news and bad news for you. It was a touchdown, but there was an OPI. Second one of the drive, both on St. Brown, by the way.
Yeah, he picked the first one, which was – but you can't extend your – like, Bob, if he would have just put his shoulder into him, probably get away with that.
Because on the second one that we just heard, Jim Nantz and Tony Romo, CBS, caught it. Was going down, kind of threw it up for grabs, and Goff caught it, ran it in for a touchdown.
Yeah.
What was he lugging a piano or what? But either way, he got in, but because it was an offensive PI, you can't end the game on an offensive penalty.
Right.
Well, if it would have been on defense, they would have won the game. That would have been the game-winning touchdown. But for the Steelers, Jalen Warren had a big day. Gainwell had some plays. DK Metcalf getting news for, you know, slugging a dude. And it's not allegedly. He threw a punch at the guy. Everybody saw the highlights of it. He didn't shove him. He grabbed him by the shirt and tried to form an uppercut him there. But either way, the Steelers win. They won at Baltimore. They've now won at Detroit. They're winning Cleveland away from winning the division. Hey, look. Now do they be? Are they the scary team that we thought the Ravens were going to be, for instance, going into the postseason?
The scary team.
I mean, the defense. Hey, where was Detroit's running game yesterday?
Yeah.
They rushed for 17 yards as a team. That's a carry for Gibbs, usually. And Montgomery.
Bob, I would think they'd be scared because there's not a dominant team. That's the problem. There's not a dominant team in it. And if the Steelers, you know, they have a home game and they're playing the Chargers and their defense and everything gets after Herbert, I could see them winning that game and then going on the road to win a game. I mean, if they get turnovers, got a chance to win. But is there a team that is like, oh, this is an easy game for us? I don't think so.
What about the Lions, though? Now 8-7.
They're done.
Yeah, that's a team that looked like a Super Bowl contender.
They're like the Ravens.
They beat the Ravens, so they advantage them. But the point is, Detroit was a team that had made the playoffs 2 years in a row and looked like they were a real threat to get to Super Bowl 60. Now they'll be lucky if they even make the playoffs right now.
What happened to them was they had so many injuries in the secondary, Bob, that they couldn't stop anything yesterday. I mean, at least, especially early on, they couldn't stop the run at all.
And their O-line stinks.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because Goff was under duress, and we said he couldn't run the football. But the Steelers, 9-6 on the year. Nolan, what did you think of the end-of-game officiating there? Carl Sheppers and his boy. And I like how Aaron referred to him in his first name. I was talking to Carl, and I saw him.
It's all they're friends, right?
Discount double check over here.
No, I mean, there's no bad call here to be up in arms about. This isn't like the Ravens-Steelers situation from a few weeks ago. The call was correct. But again, another case of, even Romo and Nance were kind of talking it out there before the call was made. Like, are we really going to have something that one-ups what we saw on Thursday night when we saw something that never happened before with the backwards pass distinction on the two-point play? That we might actually have something that beats that within a couple days. But this one a little less confusing than Thursday.
But why did it take so long to come to the conclusion?
Yeah, it was like a minute and a half. I don't
know. You want to get it right.
Yeah.
They were talking to New York. That's why.
Yeah, because we hate the Ravens. Let's screw the Ravens by giving the Steelers the win here. But either way, Lions, they're in trouble. Steelers, they're a game away from winning the AFC North. And yet again, now before we get to NFL lunch, you want to join us again at 425-83-1057. Everybody wants John Harbaugh fired. And some people are saying if John Harbaugh's the coach, not even going to watch the games anymore, sell, seize the tickets. What if Steelers are one and done in the postseason?
I don't think Tomlin's going anywhere, Bob.
But my point is, you think Steeler fans are feeling another one and done in the playoffs?
I think they're going to go in because of the way that
with Aaron Rodgers one and done as your quarterback.
Now the big question is, Bob. Let's say they win a game or what? How many because they got an old team. How many of those old dudes are coming back?
Right. But my point is, he hasn't won a playoff game in 10 years. So as we sit here, grass is always greener. Steeler fans want him go. They were booing during Renegade at their last home game. It's Vinny at 81.057. The Fan had a fun lunch coming up top of the hour. We'll look back at our picks for the weekend, college and pro. Got a game tonight, San Francisco and the Colts. And Brian DiArdo from CBSSports.com. Talk to him about the season that's been and the postseason that will be, where the AFC flip a coin, it's up for grabs. Then again, you could say the same thing about the NFC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.